Very pleased with the performance, just not the result. And sometimes the two don't go hand in hand, as they did tonight. I thought we played better than we did against Oldham in Notts County, where we got a draw, and we got nothing from it.
What was missing then to not get the points?
A break. That was it. Blow losing Chris O'Grady after 20-odd minutes or whatever. Got with up to half-time. I thought the second half came out, dominated the game. Just a break. A little bit of quality, maybe, in their penalty area. But I didn't think they had any either. They've scored with a free kick. We're not sure it was even a free kick. And the lads miss it, the rebound, it's gone straight to one of their lads. Not much you can do about that.
In terms of O'Grady, how serious is this injury?
Yeah, not sure yet. We're hoping 10 days and he'll be okay for Fleetwood. The cup one, he's not got permission to play in the cup anyway, so we've got a clear 10 days.
Was it more of a precaution, him coming off in the first place?
Yeah, you could see he was still moving, but it just felt it tightening up. It's what he had for last week. But he's trained twice since he missed the game on Friday night. But yeah, hopefully he'll be then okay after for next Saturday.
And what about Chris Basham as well? It seemed like he was pulling a hamstring or something.
Yeah, I think that just tightened up towards the end as well. So we'll see how he is, but obviously we'll need him at centre-half, sadly.
You said on Friday that at times the final ball was lacking. You did get some good crosses in today, but were there other opportunities that went missing perhaps in that area?
Yeah, again, yeah. A little bit of quality in and around their penalty area, getting shots off. Didn't think we put the ball in the box enough. A couple of free kicks that we should have put in. Why we're playing it short, I don't know. I'm messing around. We've asked them to put the ball in the box. We've got good height in there, and that's causing them a problem. Well, if we're playing badly, then we'll hold our hands up and say that. If you think that's the case, then say that. But I don't think we are.
In terms of the officials, fans gave them some grief coming off the field. What did you make of their display today?
I can't even begin to understand what was going on.
Were there particular incidents that you would point to in that regard?
The whole 98 minutes.
Do you think it had an impact on the result?
Yeah, of course. Some officials are good, some are better, but I just couldn't understand throughout the whole game what was going on tonight. And having been in professional football for 30 years, it's just quite baffling.
How tempting was it when you look at the Notts County game and Murphy played well up top? How tempting was it before the game maybe to go with that again and to try him up alongside another striker?
Yeah, well, we gave him the option. We said, you know, start out on the left if you want to go in there and go and play off Chris O'Grady. But then with him coming off, then it sort of changes a little bit because you've got him McNulty and it's a different dynamic if you put him up there with Mark. But I don't think it was a lack of getting men forward or controlling the game or creating situations around their penalty area. Nothing to do with the formation again tonight.
Were you happy with how much of the ball he got? You pointed on Friday that getting him the ball was key.
Yeah, I thought generally, but I thought the main threat was Jam, which is good because they can block one side off, but then you get the ball to Jam and he put some very good crosses in tonight.
You've got another home game now and it's a game against Plymouth in the Cup. Will that give you a chance to get back here? And do you feel like, I know it's probably said the same after the Crewe game, but if you can get another good result this weekend, you can maybe get things going here?
Yeah, we don't feel, believe it or not, two down. We've had two draws coming back from 1-0 down against two good sides. We've lost against a very good side tonight and we didn't deserve to. I think when you're getting played off the park, teams are deservedly winning, then it's a different matter.
And Ryan Flynn filling in at fullback, is that a role that you see some legs with?
He did well. I thought a good combination, him and Jam down the right hand side. A little bit more composed on the ball than Chris Basham, and we wanted his energy in midfield, and he's so close to getting on the end of stuff. We'd like to see the offside goal as well, because it must have been extremely tight the one we scored.